Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Kentucky lost the battle of Robert Morris, but won the war for Julius Randle. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. At least the year Carolina missed the NCAA tournament following its 2009 national championship, the Tar Heels reached the final game of the NIT. Big whoop, we all said back then. But after watching 2012 national champion Kentucky go down to tiny Bobby Morris Tuesday night, that trip to Madison Square Garden a few years ago feels pretty good. What were the Wildcats doing in the 3,000-seat high school hotbox anyway? Was the circus or circus ole at Rupp Arena? The game went to the wire, but after the two-point victory, Robert Morris set the record for the first-ever first-round NIT court storming. It was pretty cool to see, actually, as the big bad Wildcats slumped off the court with the worst season since 2009, ironically the Tar Heels' best in recent years. Heck, John Calipari didn't even wear a tie for the game, or he took it off in the first few minutes because he was sweating through his $10,000 suit. Even though Kentucky proved that a team of one-and-dones doesn't work every year, the Wildcats continued their recruiting magic when the next day, power forward Julius Randle, the number two high school player and the best power forward in the class of 2013, committed to play in Lexington. Hopefully that decision will put Kansas in a funk all weekend in Kansas City, because the Jayhawks hope to land Randle as well. I'm not sure how a bunch of freshmen who didn't even make the big dance will be lottery picks in the NBA draft this June, but Calipari has now recruited another group of high school superstars to take their place. Maybe Randle figured he could help the team that lost to Bobby Morris. If so, hopefully the same logic will fall to Andrew Wiggins, the number one high school player who has yet to pick his college between Kentucky, Kansas, Florida State, and Carolina. Wiggins just finished official visits to his Final Four schools, and as you know, he was sitting on the baseline with his parents for the Tar Heels' epic performance against Duke on senior night, when we really could have used him. This is Archansky. See ya.